It's 12 noon, so time for some updates.
Good afternoon. Here are your latest RTL Today news. I'm John Baker. Pensioners will see a modest increase in their income come the new year, as pensions are set to rise by 1.5% from the 1st of January. The Ministry of Health and Social Affairs has just announced. The government reviews pension levels annually to determine whether an adjustment is required, and this assessment is based on changes in the average level of contributory salaries, which are analysed by the General Inspectorate of Social Security. The chairman of the board of directors of Lux Trust, Serge Allegrezza, has apologised for the outage that occurred last week, leaving users unable to carry out essential operations such as bank transfers or access to MyGuichet, and described the incident as embarrassing during an interview with Luxembourg's public service radio 100.7. He said the disruption was caused by a single piece of faulty equipment and added that the backup system failed to take over as it should have. Luxembourg City Council held its final city breakfast meeting of the year yesterday, where Mayor Lydie Pulver confirmed that there will be no official fireworks on New Year's Eve and that private fireworks are also prohibited. Also noted was that the number of births has declined for the first time, with around 200 fewer births compared with last year, and a similar trend was observed in marriages, with 520 couples tying the knot in 2025, which is around 60 fewer than in 2024. In international news, Bangladesh has today summoned the top Indian envoy as fresh protests erupted outside its High Commission in New Delhi over the mob lynching of a Hindu worker in Dhaka. The garment worker was accused of blasphemy and lynched on the 18th of December as anti-India sentiment rises in the neighbouring majority Muslim nation. Seven suspects have been arrested over the killing. The leadership of CBS News is facing accusations of political meddling over a last-minute decision to not air a report on the notorious Salvadorian prison where US President Donald Trump has sent deported migrants. The report on the alleged abuses at the Quecot Center in El Salvador had been due to air late Sunday on its flagship 60 Minutes program, but the broadcaster pulled it very quietly just hours before. Sports now, and 15-year-old Luxembourg swimmer Emma Bartel had a standout performance at the Swiss Open Championships last week, breaking two national records. Bartel swam a time of 4 minutes 55.85 seconds in the 400-metre individual medley on Thursday, improving the previous national record set by Monique Olivier in 2015 by over a second. The following day, she went on to improve her own national record in the 200-metre breaststroke, setting a new time of 2 minutes 35.34 seconds. And finally, England Managing Director of Cricket Rob Key has pledged to investigate whether players drinking on a mid-Ashes beach break went too far after reports said it had been like a stag do. The England team headed to Queensland tourist playground Noosa after heavily losing the first two tests in Perth and Brisbane. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and info, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It was a chilly start this morning, and it's currently still only around 2 degrees and feeling even colder. The day will be a mixture of cloud and sunshine, with the temperature only rising to a high of around 4 to 5 this afternoon, before dropping again this evening, and overnight we could see a low of minus 1 Celsius.